Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Join Gardner Angus Ranch for their 42nd annual production sale on April 3rd at the ranch near Ashland, Kansas, selling approximately 1,385 head of registered bulls and females and commercial females and pairs. All purchases are backed by the Gardner Guarantee and will be delivered for free. Join the Gardners in Ashland, Kansas, online at liveauctions.tv or superiorclicktobid.com. For video of sale offering, catalog, and more, go to their website, gardnerangus.com.
Attention farmers and ranchers, don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 15th through 17th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details.
Well, another exciting end to a week here with a lot of action to round out this week in the first day of April. The April live cattle were at 120.02, down 95 cents. The June's down 35 at 122.55. August live cattle 45 lower, 121.52. So a little bit weaker here. Yesterday and in the last three or four days, the market had actually been near the highs on the April, but giving it all back here, looks like we're going to have some 117 cash trade this week, and that's where we're going to end up since the markets are going to close tomorrow. But 117 is higher than the 116 last week and the 114 we've seen in the previous few weeks. Now, feeder cattle were unchanged in April, 143.82. The April feeders made some highs two or three trading days ago before selling off sharply yesterday following that USDA grain report. But we're still above moving averages, and so there's still some upward momentum. The maize finished the day down 17 at 149.20, and then August at 158, even up 72. So there was some strength. The hogs were extremely strong here. The Junes were up about $1.02 at 106.32. The big news is the 117 cash trade and the reaction to the USDA report and higher feed prices.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
OKC West Livestock Auction is the market that makes selling cattle easy. Featuring a new 3-day sale a week, owner Bill Barnhart promises to move your cattle quick, easy, and most important, profitably.
We sell our cows on Monday, stock our cattle on Tuesday, feed our cattle on Wednesday.
For more information on how OKC West can help market your cattle, call them direct at 405-262-8800. Go to OKCWest.com or drop by the sale barn east of El Reno on historic Route 66. Stop selling cattle the hard way. For service at its best, call OKC West.
The grain markets today were pretty wild, even after a very bullish overnight session. The old crop grain sold off. The May corn was down 5.25 at 5.59, while the December was up 4.5 cents at 4.82. So that old crop, new crop spread unwinding here. The May beans down 35 cents at 14.01. The low was 13.98.5. Now, and yesterday they went and tested the previous highs before tanking today. But November beans, which is the new crop, just like the new crop corn was higher, the November beans were 8 cents higher at 12.64, and that was about 21 cents off of their contract high. So again, just like corn, the old crop, new crop spreads unwinding here. That July-November soybean spread had a very vicious move today, closing down 39 cents on the spread at $1.32. It had been all the way up to about $1.90 to $2, I think, at one point. So a lot of action there in those spreads. And then the wheat futures finished down 5 to 9 in Chicago and anywhere from about 9 to 12 in the Kansas City. July Kansas City down 11.25 at 570.5. That USDA report on the wheat was actually a bearish report, so not all that much of a surprise that they are lower. And then the cotton market was down 304 in May at 77.84.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.